You can't handle the truth.
Oh, who's that guy? I never heard of that line before.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm excited about today's category.
Yeah.
But let's get all the introductions out of the way. That is George Chapel. I'm Keith Stone. This is George and Keith's Musings. And we are burning up the podcast internet. And you can, the easiest way to find us is where you are now. But you can also do anchor.fm/GK Musings. That's where you'll find, I think this is like 24 or 25, our episode. And today we're going to do, are we calling it favorite male actors, best male actors? How did you think about it?
I approached it as more like a favorite. I mean, my list is definitely not the 10 best actors that I could think of, but they're definitely the ones I think that I probably enjoy watching the most.
Makes sense to me. A guy like obviously they have some talent, but a guy when you hear he's in a movie, you say, oh, that could be interesting. I like to see that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not, you know, like, you know, okay, yeah, Laurence Olivier was a great actor, but am I going out of my way to watch Laurence Olivier?
You are not, no.
So spoiler alert, he's not on my list.
Okay, I have no silent actors or even, like, strictly black and white actors, so.
Yeah, no. I think I got one or two older ones, but yeah, most of mine you could probably see in the last 50 years somewhere.
I know two of them for sure, but we'll get to that. Okay, yeah. I'll go first, the number 10. And these fall under the category of I just like the guy, and that's Michael Keaton. I liked him early on with comedy. I think when we did favorite movies, Night Shift was up there, but he came right out of the gate with, like, Night Shift, Mr. Mom, Gung Ho, Bachelor Party, Beetlejuice. They're all kind of comedy movies. And then he did two Batman movies, which seemed strange to me. But I think I'm not a superhero aficionado by any means, but I think he's generally considered that he did a pretty good job as Batman.
Yeah, I think he did. A couple other movies of his that I really liked were The Dream Team. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yep.
Where he was kind of like a big surprise. He played a mentally ill guy walking around New York City. And then I really liked that one a couple years ago, Birdman. I know it was really polarizing, but I really liked it.
That movie was weird. No, so we're polarized.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he did, we were talking about the founder, about the Ray Kroc. He was in that. Oh, yeah. And then Spotlight was another good one. And that was about, like, the Catholic priest. And he was working for a newspaper uncovering that whole scandal.
Okay, yeah.
But the most interesting thing about Michael Keaton is that he was on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood three times in the mid-70s.
No, I did not know that.
There you go.
Okay. that warrants a top 10 right there.
Absolutely. So who you got at number 10?
Well, my number 10 is probably not someone you'd normally think of for when you think of great actors, but he's one of my favorite comedic actors of all time. His first name is John. His last name starts with C. And so, of course, I'm talking about John Candy.
Oh, I didn't think we were going there. Okay.
See what I did there? No, John Candy was a guy, I mean, he usually plays supporting roles in a lot of the movies he was in, but he made every movie he was in better. I think he pretty much stole every movie he was in. I think like Stripes, although Stripes was really, you know, Bill Murray's movie. John Candy was just flawless in that movie. He was great. You know, Uncle Buck, I think it was the one movie where he was probably his most famous lead role.
Mm-hmm.
As just kind of the bumbling but good-natured uncle taking care of the kid. I thought he was brilliant on SCTV. Basically every character he had there. So you know, when I'm going through this list, I'm just thinking John Candy is just one of those guys that if he's on the screen, I got to watch him.
I agree. I did not consider him, but that's a good one. One of the things about this list is normally you're always telling me, yeah, my top 10, and I've got, you know, 15 people in my honorable mention, and I usually don't go that deep. But I went deeper than normal on actors. There were so many that I considered, and it was kind of tough to get that the top 10.
It sure was. I probably got about 15 honorable mentions too. So yeah, it's a pretty deep list.
Yep. Okay. So number nine, I'm gonna stick to the comedy genre, and I'm gonna go with Bill Murray. He did great movies, like great comedy movies, like Caddyshack, one of my all-time favorites, Ghostbusters, Stripes, Meatballs. What About Bob? Kingpin. It was great. And, you know, he did all those. Then he did was on Saturday Night Live, which was great. Groundhog Day was still a comedy, but a little bit more serious. And so I liked all his work.
He's really kind of an odd duck, too. He just kind of tends to show up in just a lot of weird movies that you wouldn't expect. And I think from what I understand, he like acts as his own agent too. So he's like really hard to get a hold of, and he just kind of takes these odd projects that interest him.
Yeah, going way back, I think Bill Murray might have been on my list of 10 people I want to go to dinner with, because he's just such an average Joe, and he pops up anywhere. You never know.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one. I didn't have him on my list either, but yeah, I can't argue with that one.
All right.
My number nine, I think, had just three iconic comedy roles, and just because of that, I had to put him on here. And another guy that I just always like in everything he's in, great comedic timing, is Gene Wilder. You know, Gene Wilder the title role in Young Frankenstein, or the title role in Willy Wonka, which is probably the movie that really made him a star. And then also the great role when he was Jim, the Waco kid from Blazing Saddles. He had a real strong stretch there in the 70s, and just some iconic roles. The other day, I think Willy Wonka was on, and he's just one of those guys where you can kind of like everything he says is quotable. So,
one of my favorite Gene Wilder movies is Silver Streak with Richard Pryor.
Oh, yeah, he had the ones with Richard Pryor. He did Silver Streak and Stir Crazy. So, yeah,
Stir Crazy too. So, yeah, those were good ones. I like that was not a team you think would work, but it did.
Yeah, Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor was a very odd pairing. And I guess from what I understand, that Richard Pryor was originally the original choice to play the role of Bart from Blazing Saddles, but he passed on it for some reason.
Oh,
but,
yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Okay, my number eight, I'm going just for the great diversity of his role. He's known for two things, and he's a television actor, but played exact opposite roles, and that's going to be Bryan Cranston.
Oh, great choice.
Malcolm in the Middle. There was 151 episodes of Malcolm in the Middle where he was a complete goofball, situation comedy, right down the middle. And then he goes, turns in to playing Walter White on Breaking Bad, which couldn't be more different than his character on Malcolm in the Middle.
I completely agree. Go ahead.
We know what he played. He played Tim Watley on Seinfeld in 5 episodes. But did you know he played, he was in 4 episodes of King of Queens where his character's name was also Tim?
Is that right? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. And then even going, I think he was trying, his agent was trying to appeal to the older crowd. He did 2 Murder, She Wrote and 2 Matlocks.
I saw one of the Murder, She Wrote he was in. Yeah, real, real young guy.
He would have had to have been. But I don't know. Is Bryan Cranston cashed in? Has he been in any movies?
The only movie I can think of, I know he did a couple. The only one that I remember seeing was Argo. And, you know, and Argo was a good movie. But, yeah, I think definitely he's most known for the 2 roles you mentioned.
Yeah, I just gave him his props for diversity of roles. So that's a sign of a good actor if he can pull both those off.
Absolutely. All right. My number 8, this is the most old school guy on my list, and he's showed up on a couple of movie lists that we've done, but it's Jimmy Stewart. I think Jimmy Stewart, an exceptional actor who just did, you know, a real long career with a number of really notable roles. And, we talked about It's a Wonderful Life, which is just a classic. He did Harvey, who was great in that, with the Invisible Talking Rabbit. Thinking we went on to do some Westerns and like in the 60s. I think his actual last movie was Fievel Goes West. He voiced like a character called Wiley Burp, where he kind of like it was kind of like a take on some of his old crusty Western characters. A movie also, by the way, that had someone else on my list. I'll talk about him later.
So Fievel Goes West is a must see.
Fievel Goes West has got 2 of my favorite actors in it, Jimmy Stewart being one of them. So I highly recommend that to everyone.
And he also did Rear Window, which was a Hitchcock movie.
Yep.
And that was really good job because he was like, the movie was basically just him. I mean, it wasn't much going on. It was him in a room.
Yeah.
Looking out and seeing what he was seeing out in the world.
Absolutely. Yep. So.
Which is hard to pull off.
Yep. Okay. So Jimmy Stewart, that's my number 8. What do you think? Right. 7.
Number 7 is back to mostly comedy, but not involved in certainly a non-comedy movie. And we've talked about this guy before. It's Jason Bateman. Just because I like him.
Yeah.
Arrested Development. And then he did movies. He did like Horrible Bosses. Identity Thief was a good one. Dodgeball he was in. And now he's in this Netflix series called Ozark. And
yeah,
he's done 2 seasons on that. It is outstanding, but that is not a comedy role by any means. It's really good. And so I like the guy anyways, and now he's showing a little bit of range, so I can like him even more.
Yeah, I've got to put Ozark in the queue. I got to remember that one.
Okay.
I have often said that I think Jason Bateman may be the greatest straight man in comedy history. And he's because he's just in Arrested Development, he really carries that show, just being the one island of sanity in amongst the chaos.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. And
yeah.
It's absolutely true.
All right. My number 7 is one of those guys who is mostly known for 2 hugely iconic roles. Some people remember him as best as Han Solo, and others as Indiana Jones. But Harrison Ford is my number 7. He was the one, you know, in Star Wars especially, when the whole cast was largely a group of unknowns except for Alec Guinness. Harrison Ford is the one that really went out of that cast to have a lengthy, successful career. And you wouldn't think he could outdo Han Solo, but then when he came back as Indiana Jones, I think he really did. And I think that became the lasting role of his career. To the extent that even in a Seinfeld episode, when George walks in wearing a fedora, Jerry references, calls him Indy. So if you get a good Seinfeld reference, that got to say something.
Yeah, it moves you up on our list.
Yeah.
Regardless. Oh, that's a good one. He's not on my list. And I kind of forgot about him, but that Harrison Ford is good. I like him.
Plus, he also has the benefit of having two presidents for his name.
Whoa.
How about that?
That's pretty deep. And who knows what's his middle name? His middle name is probably Nixon or something.
Could be. Harrison Nixon Ford.
Yeah. Okay.
I just blew your mind.
You did. It's all blown. Right. It didn't take much, buddy.
Yeah.
Number six. Now we're getting into, on my list, heavy duty guys. And this is how difficult this was. Number six, I've got Jack Nicholson. And okay. I love Jack Nicholson. He is a 3-time Oscar winner, As Good As It Gets, Terms of Endearment, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I liked him best as the Joker in Batman.
Yeah.
A Few Good Men as Colonel Jessup, as you referenced off the top.
Yeah.
The Departed was a great movie with Leo DiCaprio. The Shining was very good.
I think The Shining is probably my favorite role of his.
Yeah, well, that really made him, because, I mean, he was nuts. And so
You
knew who Jack Nicholson was after that.
Yep.
And then he was in Chinatown. That was a good one, too.
Yep.
But what you might not know is that he was in 2 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. And even more crazy, he played 2 different characters.
Okay.
So somehow this guy came back on the show, and they're only a year apart. So he came back and he was a different guy. Well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. And Barney didn't seem to notice, huh?
Well, you know, Barney wasn't going to notice, but I thought Andy would be on to him.
Yeah. Andy, he's like the top TV dad of all time. He should be aware of that kind of thing.
I know.
All right.
So he must have been leaving Opie alone, so no big deal.
Okay. My number six, he's kind of like right in that, right, he's like prominent right through that same era, that Jack Nicholson was. This guy, his first big role was in one of my favorite, comedies, was Dustin Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman, of course, came to stardom in The Graduate, went on to, but just had some really stellar roles, and he had played very diverse characters. He was in Tootsie, and maybe his best role was Rain Man. He won an Oscar for that. And I do recall that when we went to the Tiger game earlier this year, you quoted Rain Man, quoted Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man, when you're talking about that you were a very good driver. So.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
An excellent driver.
Yeah. So, Dustin Hoffman was also an excellent driver, and he's my number six.
Yeah, he's on my honorable mention list. So that's how good this list is. I mean, Dustin Hoffman is excellent. I liked, and like you said, Rayman was probably my favorite, but he's been in a dozen really, really good movies.
Yep, great role.
Number five, I'm going with Denzel Washington.
Okay.
He won Oscars for Training Day and Glory. And he's also been in Malcolm X. Flight was a pretty good one. The Equalizer, which I just kind of recently saw. And there was an Equalizer 2 out, which I have not seen. And then kind of one, like a underrated movie I just saw was Roman Israel Esquire.
Okay.
Where he's a lawyer. It was very good. Remember the Titans might be one of his most famous ones.
Yeah, that I think that movie's on at least once every weekend.
Yep. And then what a lot of people have forgotten that he was on Staying Elsewhere on TV for six seasons. He was on there for a long time.
Wow.
But Denzel, he could play a lot of different roles. And, I really like him.
Yeah.
He's really good. He's one of, I think he might be one of Sarah's favorites too.
Training Day was a really great role for him too, because that he really just kind of like, you know, it was almost like Bryan Cranston. He just kind of like came out and just played someone totally different than what he was. I mean, he played a really bad guy.
Yes, he did.
And he did it really well.
And if you've never seen Flight, he's kind of an ass in that movie too.
Okay.
So out of character for him normally.
Well, your number five, Denzel Washington, was also in one of the big movies from my number five, Tom Hanks. They both appeared in Philadelphia together. Tom Hanks, that was the first movie that he won an Oscar for. And then the next year he went on for in Forrest Gump, Forrest Gump is just another one of those movies that I really, really love. I thought he really elevated himself to another level. Also in the movie, A League of Their Own, I absolutely love the no crying in baseball speech. So that's always a winner. And then I thought in Saving Private Ryan, which is one of my all-time favorite movies, he played the central lead character in that one as the captain of the group of Rangers that went behind enemy lines. And so, I mean, you can just go on and on about Tom Hanks. Apollo 13, another great movie that he did. So,
maybe we will go on and on about him later on.
Perhaps we will. Okay.
Okay. So I'm on number four.
Yeah.
Another big hitter. Well known as one of the greatest actors of all time is Robert De Niro. He won Oscars for Raging Bull and Godfather Part Two.
Yep.
But I liked him in movies like Goodfellas, The Untouchables, Deer Hunter, Taxi Driver, and Midnight Run was real good with the Charles Grodin, I think, was in that. That was a funny movie. That's a weird combination. But then I don't know what happened. He got off on this comedy tangent, and I liked Meet the Parents and then the first like Meet the Fockers. But then he's gone way over the edge now. Too much comedy, and a guy like De Niro, who's done all these great dramatic films, yeah. I think he's miscast and all that.
Yeah, that could be. You know, there is a, you know, speaking of De Niro and movies about comedy, one you didn't mention, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's another Scorsese movie that he did called The King of Comedy.
Yeah, right.
That was a great movie. It was, it wasn't a comedy. Although he played this guy, he played opposite Jerry Lewis, of all people. And he was this guy that was trying to make it big. He thought he fancied himself a stand-up comedian, but he ends up kidnapping Jerry Lewis. It's a very similar character to Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver, but that was a great movie for him.
So what's your opinion on De Niro and the comedies? Are you disappointed in him or what?
I liked Meet the Parents. You know, Meet the Fockers, which I also had, you know, Dustin Hoffman. So we got a couple of our big guys on that list.
Yeah.
I can't say that I haven't seen a lot of the comedies because I guess I'm probably not drawn to them. I think the reason that Meet the Parents works so well is because you're expecting him in a dramatic role. And then he comes out and plays a very effective comedic role. But then he has to go back to the world of drama, I think.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you on that. I mean, I'm not sure I've seen all the comedy movies either. I'm just turned off by the whole thought of it. So I just let it go.
Yeah. All right. My number four, you may not have heard of this person because it's not one person, but I'm calling my number four selection, Paul Robert Newman Redford.
Oh, is this legal? Okay, all right.
I'm well, work with me here, because Paul Newman or Robert Redford by themselves probably wouldn't make the list, but the two movies that they did together, The Sting and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, they were so good together. They were one of the greatest movie teams of all time. But you know, I can't really tell you a whole lot of just Paul Newman movies, or even Robert Redford movies that I've seen. But the two together, I absolutely, because those two movies that they did, I absolutely adore. I think they're two of the greatest movies of all time. So I can't put one on without putting the other on, and I can't put one above the other. So I'm just kind of mushing them both there into number four.
All right, so you need to get a room with Butch Cassidy and a Sundance Kid. I'm telling you.
All right.
But that's okay. That's good. And you're right. I'm trying to think of, wasn't one of them in, no, it wasn't in that one. I was going to say A Star Is Born, but that was Kris Kristofferson.
That's right. I think Robert, well, he did that. Robert Redford, he did one with Barbara Streisand, The Way We Were, but I don't think I ever saw that whole movie.
Okay, and, so that's why I knew had Barbara Streisand in my head.
Yeah, so
that's terrible.
I'm sticking to the two-headed monster. I'm sticking with.
Hey man, it's your list. They can write all the angry letters to you at gkmusings@yahoo.com.
They sure can.
Okay, and I'm sure this guy's going to be on your list somewhere. But number three on my list is Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
He had all the spaghetti westerns that we've talked about, High Plains Drifter, and I'm sure you can, when you get to listing them, you can tell me all those names of those movies.
I'll tell you right now, he's number two, so I'll just talk, my two and your three. How about that?
Okay. So, and then, you know, the Dirty Harry movies was great. Million Dollar Baby was good. Gran Torino I enjoyed.
Yep.
Escape from Alcatraz, In the Line of Fire when he was like Secret Service. But what you know, he was on the Rawhide TV show for a long time.
Yep.
But here, did you know he was on an episode of Mr. Ed?
No kidding.
He was, and his name was Mr. Eastwood.
How about that?
How about that?
Did Mr. Ed talk to him?
I don't know that much about it, but he was like their neighbor or something like that. So tell me your Clint Eastwood stories. What do you love about him?
He's another one that's got, like Harrison Ford, he has two just highly iconic roles. One was Lieutenant Harry Callahan in the Dirty Harry movies, and also the man with no name in the spaghetti westerns that he did. But he's just one of those guys. He commands the scene when he's on. Just two or three of the greatest lines of all time. You know, go ahead and make my day. Always is on top of a lot of those lists. Mm-hmm. So he's just kind of like he's a man's man actor, he kind of got a little bit into the comedy too, like with the Any Which Way But Loose and that stuff, but.
Yeah,
but
I disappointed me in that too.
So,
do you remember we had a Clint Eastwood poster in our dorm room?
It wasn't. It was the man with no name, wasn't it?
Right. Absolutely.
With the poncho, yeah.
So, yep.
So yeah, waking up and seeing Clint Eastwood every day. Yeah, that's my number two.
Girded our loins for the day.
Sure.
Okay, so back up and tell me your number three then.
Okay, my number three is, it's one of the greatest comedic actors of all time. His name is John. Last name starts with a C. And it's John Cleese.
So I knew we were coming here. Okay.
Yeah, we had to get there. John Cleese, probably the greatest comedic actor of all time. With the classic Monty Python movies. And then he even kind of broke out on his own, showed up in A Fish Called Wanda, which is a great movie. He's the only actor I can think of that is actually in both the James Bond franchise and the Harry Potter franchise, with, you know, two of the biggest English movie franchises of all time with a lot of different actors, but I think he's the only one that's actually in both of them. So,
how many Bond movies was he in?
I think he played M in the Pierce Brosnan ones. So he's probably in three or four.
Okay. Well, I had sent you an email earlier in the week, and he is now on, he's got a bit part on a sitcom. If you just want to see him and you know, kind of moon pie over him, it's a show called Speechless. It's on ABC on Fridays. Okay. I don't particularly like the show, but I do know that he was on there like last week, and he's definitely on there tomorrow.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for that.
So set your DVR and your car will go with thumping.
That I will do. All right.
Okay. My number two is Sean Connery. But not for the James Bond movies. I watched the James Bond movies, and he was the best James Bond, I think. But I liked him for movies like Untouchables. I keep talking about that movie.
Yeah.
The Rock, you know, when they're on Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And Hunt for Red October. I like that movie. And he's just, he never tried to not have that accent, and it was such a cool accent.
Yeah.
It was great. And he was a man's man, no doubt about it.
Yep.
And
Yeah, very, very Clint Eastwood like that. So yeah, our number twos have that in common.
Yep. Very good.
I also really liked him in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I thought he and Harrison Ford had great chemistry together. Oddly enough, he's only a couple years older than Harrison Ford, so he played his father, but they're really close in age.
I wouldn't have thought that, but okay.
Yeah, they're only a few years apart.
All right, I'll do my number one since we've already mentioned him, and that's Tom Hanks. I think Tom Hanks, hands down, is the greatest actor of our generation. Everything he's in is so good, and you got to think that he started in Bosom Buddies, which was a terrible TV show.
Yep.
But somehow he pulled out of that, and we talked about Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
And he won an Oscar for Castaway, Apollo 13, League of Their Own. One of the movies you didn't mention was in his early comedy days was Money Pit with Shelley Long.
Yeah.
And I thought that movie, I don't know if you remember the scene when the bathtub falls through the floor and he just starts laughing because that's all he can do. And I think that's one of the best scenes ever. And of course, he's Woody in Toy Story.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've told the Andy and Woody story a million times, so I won't do it again. But I think Tom Hanks is the best, bar none.
He is a great one. He had kind of a slow start because he did a lot of those 80s comedies that you had no idea that he'd become like the huge mega acting star that he became. But one of those 80s comedies, by the way, was Splash, that he did. Another John Candy role where they were brothers. John Candy were brothers. And, again, just a great pairing there.
Okay, what's your number one?
Well, my number one, you've talked about already. You had him on your list, but I've got Bryan Cranston at number
one. Wow.
He had some good comedic beginnings as Tim Watley, and then as Hal. But then I cannot get over how good he was in Breaking Bad, how, you know, he kind of started out as the good, I mean, we've talked about this 100 times, but he started out as a good guy and he just got darker and darker. But even all through that, you know, they would still throw in some light comedic elements that kind of harken back to his Malcolm in the Middle, where he was, he was a really smart guy, but he could kind of be an incompetent boob sometimes too. And he played it so well. So, yeah, Bryan Cranston, is my most favorite guy to watch.
That is interesting. That's good. The Hollywood snobs would look down your nose at like a TV actor like that, I'm sure.
Guy,
but that's our list, so take it up with somebody else. But guys, I wish I could have included. I like Dustin Hoffman, but I like Tommy Lee Jones, Kevin Spacey, and a guy I really wish I could have squeezed on here is Rob Lowe, just because he's so prolific, and his role in Parks and Recreation just cracks me up. He is really good, and he never gets older. I want to know the secret. He's looked like he's 22 for 40 years.
Well, he did those great Rob Lowe commercials a year or two ago.
Yeah, and he's got some more commercials going now. But I know he always tickled me.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a couple of that I kind of like that we, you know, others that we haven't mentioned yet that I really like. Anthony Hopkins is a guy that I kind of thought of.
Yeah.
Jack, the Marx Brothers, I love a lot of their stuff. Going way back. Another great Monty Python guy is Michael Palin. Another great Seinfeld guy is Jason Alexander. So yeah, I was kind of like all over the place with these guys, but it was a tough list to do.
Yep. Yeah, Jason Alexander is like a Broadway guy, so it'd be tough for us to reference a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
But he is good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's – don't worry, Me Too people. Next week we're going to do our favorite female actresses.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be as competitive as the men. But this
I've got some good ones.
Okay, good. All right, George. Like I said, we are George Chapel and Keith Stone, and this is George and Keith's Musings. And hope you keep listening to us, and we'll keep pumping out the content for you.
All right.
We just came up with a bunch of ideas of some new stuff. So.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
All right, George. Have a good evening.
All right, man. You too. Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.